Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
The fight for our liberties is on, and the heathen are raging. Fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The world is not handling the revival of the West very well. They are freaking out. From sabotage escalators and teleprompters, to a massive walkout on Netanyahu at the UN, to assassinating Charlie Kirk, and the bizarre reaction from the violence-crazed demons possessing these children of disobedience, key expression, by the way, James Comey has been indicted. Let's look at the good news, the it gets even better news, the disappointing news, and then the news that removes the disappointment. Jesus the divider. He separates the tares from the wheat, the goats from the sheep. He did warn us, you know, do not make the mistake of thinking I'm come to send peace on earth. Matthew 10:34. So how does that square with the Father's announcement at his son's birth, on earth peace, goodwill toward men? The division Jesus makes is between the lawful peace seeker versus the lawless violent. Restoring genuine compassion. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has banned illegals from receiving food stamp benefits intended for, well, our children. Wait, now how can that be Christian? We must protect our laws or change them. One vital to our republic is the protection of the integrity of our elections. The consent of the governed is a fundamental inalienable right that has been stolen from Americans. Look at the good news coming out in the effort to restore Americans' right to choose those who will govern their land. And here's the testimony of someone who was on the inside of this scheme and has lived to tell about it. Big news coming out of the Tina Peters case. A former election official from Venezuela gave sworn testimony exposing Smartmatic. And others have given testimony exposing Dominion. The UK is mandating digital IDs, and Britons are resisting. More than 1 million signed a petition to stop the draconian encroachment on a citizen's right to work, unless they take the government digital ID. Just stop the illegal intrusion of foreigners into your country and save your culture and freedoms. You don't accommodate these strangers by enslaving your entire population. We'll get to all of this that we can today and Saturday night at about 7 p.m. I'll pick up where we leave off here today. And you're invited to tune in to the Brain Massage Live, episode 988, Saturday night on Rumble, X, Facebook, LinkedIn. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Friend, the world is freaking out. I mean, from sabotaged escalators. The UN has ascribed the incident to an accidental triggering of a safety mechanism that was likely caused by a videographer ahead of the president on the escalator and the first lady walking backwards who accidentally triggered the safety feature when he reached the top of the escalator. They claimed they examined the raw CPU readout that confirmed the escalator stopped because of a triggering of this feature. However, they have not released this printout to the public. That's odd. The fact that the UN referred to this as support for their claim, but has not released the document, well, leaves the matter vulnerable to speculation that it was done to harass our president. Add the teleprompter failing only for His Excellency the President, and, well, you see what I mean. I watched the entire speech. It was awesome, by the way. I noticed that the president of the UN, or its moderator, whatever, announced our president, calling him Your Excellency. I wonder what that was about. I learned that this is the customary address for heads of state at the UN. I also learned that the formal accepted address after the speech of a head of state is, quote, on behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the name of the head of state, in this case, President of the United States of America, for the statement just made, and I request protocol to escort His Excellency. I mean, that's what they're supposed to say. But Her Excellency, Annalena Baerbock, was appointed president, by the way, of the 80th session of the UN at the meeting. And President Trump was introduced as Your Excellency. It is noteworthy that she did not refer to him as His Excellency when he left the podium. As for the massive walkout on Netanyahu at the UN, well, check it out right here. Link in my footnotes. His speech was very powerful. I don't remember the UN reacting to October 7 with anything near the outrage they have exhibited against Israel for, well, protecting herself and doing the world the favor of eliminating Hamas and Hezbollah. It is offensive to any reasonable mind to hear these hypocrites condemn Israel for demanding the hostages taken by Hamas to be returned before they settle down on any kind of peace deal, before any peace can prevail in Gaza. Gaza's got to get rid of Hamas. And the fact is, Israel has done more than any other civilized nation to protect civilians in their effort to free Gazans from their wicked and oppressive overlords in response to their murderous, uncivilized, and vicious and unprovoked attack on Israel on October 7th. Enough of this nonsense. Israel has a legitimate interest in establishing security in Gaza, so long as Hamas is welcome there. Oh, James Comey has been indicted. Cash, Bongino, and Bondi have proof he lied. And finally, the DOJ has convened a grand jury. The grand jury were presented with two counts and returned an indictment on both of them. And he will face trial beginning in early October. While Cash does mention the Russiagate hoax in his statement regarding the indictment, there does not appear to be any support for the rumors I've heard saying the grand jury returned a no bill, that is, a refusal to indict Comey on a charge that he is complicit in the scheme of Hillary and Obama to use the Russia collusion hoax to remove Trump from office. It turns out, at least so far as I can find, that the only counts presented to the grand jury are connected with the allegation that he made false statements to Congress and obstructed a congressional proceeding. If it turns out a third allegation was presented to the grand jury accusing Comey of conspiracy in the Russian collusion hoax, and in fact they did fail to indict him for that charge, a grand jury's failure or refusal to indict is not an acquittal. The DOJ can present this case before another grand jury, and there is precedent for doing so. The judge assigned to hear the case is a Biden appointee, Makhmanov, I guess you call it, Makhmanov. He granted bail to Giuliani when he was charged with campaign finance violations in 2019, and he did side with the Trump administration in the battle to fire the doctor and CIA agent who pushed for the forced vaccinations of military personnel. Now, he has a reputation for being soft on dope pushers, and he has fought to free sentencing from mandatory minimums. The reason Makhmanov, a Virginia district judge and not a D.C. district judge, was chosen is because of an interesting discovery. Comey gave his testimony before Congress remotely from Virginia. He did not appear in person before the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. Well, that's good news, actually, since it is impossible to get an unbiased jury in D.C., as we well know. Trump's response to the indictment, quote, whether you like corrupt James Comey or not, and I can't imagine too many people liking him, he lied. It is not a complex lie. It's a very simple but important one. There's no way he can explain his way out of it. He is a dirty cop and always has been, but he was just assigned a crooked Joe Biden appointed judge, and the crooked goes to the Joe Biden. So he's off to a very good start. Nevertheless, words are words, and he wasn't hedging or in dispute. He was very positive. There was no doubt in his mind about what he said or meant by saying it. He left himself zero margin of error on a big and important answer to a question. He just got unexpectedly caught. James Dirty Cop Comey was a destroyer of lives. He knew exactly what he was saying, and that it was a very serious and far-reaching lie for which a very big price must be paid. President DJT. Truth Social 926 25 350. Anyway, the effort to cut the cancerous tumor out of the body politic is going to be slow going, and you can expect to experience some pain. And there is no anesthetic for this kind of surgery, except for the Holy Spirit's comfort and the assurance He gives us that all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8:28. Now we've got to be patient, vigilant, and diligent in our pursuit of justice. Let's hear a word from our sponsor, shall we? And by the way, a great way to thank those who make this show possible is to send a donation to Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. You can do that through our website, brainmassage.net. You can also call our listener response hotline and leave a message and just say, thank you. I'll pass that on to the church. Call 1-805-314-2114. And I'll give the number again after the break. I'll be right back.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Masks don't protect against viral infection. In fact, they make matters worse, and they signal surrender of your bodily autonomy to the government. If you insist on wearing one, make sure it's white, because you're raising the white flag of surrender to oppression. Does the Bible support a government mask mandate? Government did not create our body, and it does not have the authority to regulate our right to breathe. They say follow the science, but scientists disagree about public masking. The Bible speaks of science falsely, so-called. We should indeed follow true science. This book examines mask mandates from science and the Bible. 964 scientific articles examined. Zero support for masks. And scriptures make it clear. Government authority is limited. It doesn't have the right to interfere with our natural right to decide medical interventions or inalienable rights God has endowed to every human being. Science says the masks don't work. The scripture says government has no authority to interfere with your right to breathe. Let my people breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and the scripture is also available at BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, Amazon, and elsewhere. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Lighthouse Baptist Church sponsors the Brain Massage Show. If you want to say thank you, call 1-805-314-2114 and just say thanks. I'll pass it on to the church. The number to call is 1-805-314-2114. Jesus the divider? Most think of Jesus as a great uniter. They think his priority is unity, at least, and that unity is a kind of virtue. Well, it's a good thing, that's for sure, but the truth is, according to his own testimony, he is a divider. Listen to his own words. I'll paraphrase his statement, but you can read it in Matthew 10:34-36. Don't make the mistake of thinking I am come to send peace on earth. I've got a note here to explain the significance of that expression. I have come to send a sword. Families will be divided over me. Sons against their fathers, and daughters against their mothers. A man's foes will be from his own household. Now, how does that square with the father's birth announcement for his son? On earth peace, goodwill toward men, Luke 2:14. Now, God desires peace on earth, and he has man's goodwill at heart. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, what does that tell you about his goodwill toward man? But Jesus did not come to surrender to the world in exchange for peace. The peace he offers requires the world, actually, to surrender to him. The world must acknowledge the Father's Son as Christ the King of the entire world. prince over all the kings of the earth. That's what the Bible says. Now, this is something the world refuses to do. That is, the children of disobedience refuse to obey the command to repent and believe on Jesus Christ and confess that he is Lord with a sincere heart, believing he arose again and calling his name to be saved. They refuse to surrender to his authority. They refuse to acknowledge his right to rule. So to have the peace that God offers to this world, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that his son, Jesus Christ, is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The children of disobedience refuse to declare Christ as king. Psalm 2 is a prophecy that began its fulfillment when God gave his son to mankind and they killed him. God asks, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." And then he ended this prophecy in Psalm 2, warning the kings of the earth to kiss the Son lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Now, what sort of divisions did Jesus bring? Ultimately, he separates the tares from the wheat, as we know, the goats from the sheep. In this world, he is the line of separation between the wicked from the righteous, the violent from the virtuous, the true from the false, the liar from the truth doer, the good fish from the bad fish, the diamond from the zirconium, the real from the fake. We will one day unite around him when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Right now, it's an option that you are called upon to exercise. When he returns, it will not be optional. He said he has come to send a sword. The sword will divide the family. Listen to this young lady's testimony. I need to offer a caveat here. I'm unable to find her name. The source of the video is Beacon Parent. And I did a little research. That's a group serving the kingdom by equipping parents to defend their families from the corruptions of this world. Also, I had to edit it due to time constraints, but give it a listen. I think you'll find it interesting.
I left the left in 2021, and I don't mean that I was just a liberal. It started out that way, but I became a very extreme leftist for a while. For those of you wondering how people can become so mentally depraved and evil that they would mock the death of a father and a husband, I might be able to shed some light on that. And it was 100% the media. I was raised in a conservative Christian home. My parents are still married. I was homeschooled. I had a good childhood, and it still got to me because of the media, because of the people I was around and my friends sharing media, because of the media I was seeing on TikTok, on Instagram, Twitter. I mean, just everywhere. It was pelted into my brain that these people were Nazis and fascists. When I tell you that I had a genuine fear for my life, and the only way that I thought I could stop it was violence. The only thing that saved my life and saved me from that cult was Christ ripping me out of it. The media was so strong in their messaging that I turned against my own family. The only thing that can bring these people out of their psychosis is God. All you can do is share his message with them and pray for them, just like my parents prayed for me.
This young lady is right to a point. Prayer is the first thing, the primary thing, the one without which no other thing will prevail, but our actions do not end. Rather, they begin with prayer. James said, faith without works is dead. He taught us that our works show our faith. The old saints would say you must put feet to your prayers. One way to put feet to your prayers and help these young people see the truth is to follow Charlie's example. A great way to do that is either join TPUSA or start your own version of the same approach. Find a way to get God's message to our young people. The division Jesus makes is between the lawful peace seeker versus the lawless violent. And, you know, it's Trump in the law and order corner versus a guy like Soros in the lawless chaos corner, just saying. Report from the ring. Trump signed the National Security Presidential Memorandum called Countering Domestic Terrorism and Organized Political Violence on Thursday, September 25, 2025. Now, you can look at the text of this memorandum here, link in my notes. I'll read the opening paragraph. Domestic terrorism and organized political violence, heinous assassinations, and other acts of political violence in the United States have dramatically increased in recent years. Even in the aftermath of the horrifying assassination of Charlie Kirk, some individuals who adhered to the alleged shooter's ideology embraced and cheered this evil murder while actively encouraging more political violence. This was preceded by the 2024 assassination of a senior healthcare executive and the 2022 assassination attempt against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Two separate assassination attempts against my own life in less than 3 months took place during the 2024 presidential election cycle. Riots in Los Angeles and Portland reflect a more than 1,000% increase in attacks on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, since January 21, 2025, compared to the same period last year. Just yesterday, a shooting targeted an ICE facility in Dallas resulted in multiple casualties. Separate and anti-police and criminal justice riots have left many people dead and injured and inflicted over $2 billion in property damage nationwide. That ends the opening paragraph. The president goes on to declare, first, these are not random isolated incidents. These are part of a sophisticated organized campaign of targeted intimidation and radicalization aimed at suppressing free speech of anyone who opposes a certain ideology and dissuading political activity in opposition to it by attacking their political opponents. And then second, this activity is justified by claims it is motivated by anti-fascism, justifying lawless violence against anyone they target and call Nazis or fascists without affording them any kind of due process. They act like anarchists. And then three, because of this, the president recognizes the need for a comprehensive strategy that will facilitate law enforcement's efforts to maintain the peace. And then four, the appointment of a Joint Terrorism Task Force, JTTF, to coordinate and supervise the investigation of these domestic terrorist groups and those who fund them. Now, this GTTF will investigate acts or conspiracies to commit acts of political violence, terrorism, and conspiracy against human rights, especially the deprivation of any citizen's human rights. It will also investigate, quote, institutional and individual funders and officers and employees connected with these organizations. That would refer to Soros Open Society and organizations like that, as aiding and abetting the principal actors committing these political terrorist crimes. That is huge. Trump extended the reach of the full force of American power to include so-called non-government organizations, NGOs, and American citizens residing abroad or that have close ties to foreign governments, agents, citizens, foundations, another sideways look at Soros, or influence networks engaged in violations of the Foreign Agents Registrations Act, including money laundering. Anyway, he's covering the bases here. Furthermore, Trump has directly charged Pam Bondi to direct the DOJ to prosecute all federal crimes to the maximum extent permissible by law. He instructed Bondi to ensure domestic terrorism priorities include politically motivated terrorist acts and included doxing as a politically motivated terrorist act. Wow. And now Kat's going to like this one. Trump also included swatting as a domestic terrorist act. He included rioting, looting, trespass. Now that's one I need a little explanation on, a little more clarity. But of course, assault, destruction of property, threats of violence. And there's another one that requires a little more definition. President Trump seems to be calling for organizations to be profiled. This guidance, he said, shall also include an identification of any behaviors, fact patterns, recurrent motivations, or other indicia common to organizations and entities that coordinate these acts in order to direct efforts to identify, prevent potential violent activity. Anyway, my friends, you can see he's on the job here and getting things done. It's amazing how God is moving right now. The children of disobedience versus the children of obedience. That's being made very clear. All men are commanded to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Those who obey are the children of obedience. Those who don't are the children of disobedience. And the children of obedience have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in them, the prince over all the kings of the earth. The children of disobedience are under the influence of the spirit of Satan, called the prince of the power of the air. It's right out of the Bible. Christ's spirit is in the world to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. Satan's spirit is here to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus is the spirit of truth. Satan's a liar and the father of it, and a murderer from the beginning. The children of obedience are saved. The children of disobedience are lost. Now, that's the division. It's not right and left, Democrat and Republican. It's saved and lost. Remember how, toward the end of the 2024 campaign, God set up the election to be a referendum on the declaration, Christ is King. Right now, it's shaping up into a clear division, a distinction between the children of obedience and how they behave and act, and the children of disobedience and how they behave and act, the violent ragers who take the kingdom by force versus the peace-loving believers who receive the kingdom from Christ. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. And again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. And that number is 805-314-2114. God bless America. God bless you and God bless America. I'll see you in church.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Masks don't protect against viral infection. In fact, they make matters worse, and they signal surrender of your bodily autonomy to the government. If you insist on wearing one, make sure it's white, because you're raising the white flag of surrender to oppression. Does the Bible support a government mask mandate? Government did not create our body, and it does not have the authority to regulate our right to breathe. They say follow the science, but scientists disagree about public masking. The Bible speaks of science falsely, so-called. We should indeed follow true science. This book examines mask mandates from science and the Bible. 964 scientific articles examined. Zero support for masks. And scriptures make it clear. Government authority is limited. It doesn't have the right to interfere with our natural right to decide medical interventions or inalienable rights God has endowed to every human being. Science says the masks don't work. The scripture says government has no authority to interfere with your right to breathe. Let my people breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and the Scripture is also available at BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, Amazon, and elsewhere. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.